Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are. Here we go.
Radio, what's happening, everybody? It's your girl Brown Sugar holding it down tonight as we do this brief celebrity gossip. And I just wanted to certainly fill y'all on in and let you know that I'm sitting here chilling and I'm looking at BET 106 and Park, one of my favorite shows. And they got Ashanti's new video. Good, good. So I'm peeping it out, trying to see what's up with it. If I like the new video, it's going to be the new joint. And so far, so good. She's doing her thing. Now, I have said over and over again, and I know a lot of people speculated, that Ashanti and Nelly are a couple. Yes, they are a couple, from what has been reported now. And I believe they have a baby together, okay? But Nelly's in the video, which I think is really cute. Real cute. So anyway, I'm checking it out. And, you know, bottom line on the theory of the song, I think it's a beautiful song, but if you got a man that's a dog, he just gonna be a dog. You feel me? No matter how good it is. I mean, there's some brothers that just want more and that's greedy and just, you know, some sisters too. Now, we ain't male bashing up in here. But I just gotta let it be known that if you got a good man, he gonna work with you if you ain't got the good. Okay, but if you do got the good, and you got a good man, he's still going to be there because he know he got the bomb, right? So I think it's all about the individual's character, his morals and values. Certainly, you can't base a relationship only on sex, but I do think it's a very cute song. Looking at the video still, trying to let y'all know the feedback, what I think. I like her wardrobe. I think her wardrobe is very, very interesting. You know, it's real cute. I like her makeup and her hair. Real cute. Cute scenery. She got, looks like rollers in her head, but it's actually cans. Cans in her hand wrapped up as rollers. So, just real cute. I just want to say Ashanti certainly is doing her thing. And it's good to hear from her again. You know, because she had been out for a minute, and I think it's really good. Really good. So, hey. But also, too, I wanted to talk today about Angelina Jolie. She gave birth to her babies, and I got to say congratulations. I believe I was told that it was a boy and a girl that she had. And I want to say that is like the best to have one of each. Twins, Vivian Marceline and Knox Leon were the names of the babies. And interesting, they going to have a tribe up in there. Okay, so hey, they doing what they got to do. But hey, they got plenty of money to take care of them. I ain't mad at them. And so, let's see what else juicy information that your girl Brown Sugar has. You know, they were talking about celebrity pictures and how Angelina Jolie, J-Lo, and like Usher were some of the top celebrities that made the most off their baby pictures. Usher I think his baby's going to be on the cover of Essence, if I'm not mistaken. And so I think that's the business. And, you know, I'm sitting here because, you know, PB and I covered the Terrence and Roxy beef. And Roxy's still not back, so we don't know if she's still suspended or we don't know if Roxy just quit. What's really going on with Roxy? What's up? What's happening? Nobody truly knows. So has. But they're saying that these babies are due to net millions, buku, just all kind of money, you know. So, hey. Also, too, many of you know that Madonna's been having some alleged rumors that she's been cheating on her husband and that he filed for divorce and blah, blah, blah. Well, apparently the couple denied it, and then they said that he filed. I don't know. I don't really know what to believe. But it appears that the couple was out seen together holding hands, and they're trying to save their marriage. Richie is 39, Madonna's 49, and it's been reports that she was romantically involved with baseball player Alex Rodriguez, okay? That she denied it, though. She said it's not true. So, you know, the couple was out and holding hands and trying to be a happy family. Certainly, we will keep our eyes open to see what's really going on. What's really, really going on. So, hey. And also, too, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Heath Ledger and what's been going on with him in regards to him possibly winning an Oscar or, you know, with him being deceased now. It's only one other actor that has done that. And they said his name, and I don't remember his name, but they're saying that it's very rare, you know, that happens. And certainly we don't want to wish death upon anybody. Life is hard enough, but we certainly don't want to cause any more, you know, grief on his family. I'm sure they're mourning as is. So we're going to wait and see what happens once the movie comes out and once the Oscars come out. We'll see what happens, you know. But there's people that have been kind of hating on him, saying, oh, I don't think he's going to win. It's not that good. His acting's not that great. It was a villain role, da-da-da-da. I'm just like, you know, quit hating and just watch the movie. Let's see what's happening. Sharon Stone was slammed by PETA over a spider amputation. Man, and many of you know PETA is the one that fights for animal rights and so forth. Well, Sharon Stone is back in trouble with animal rights group people for the ethnic treatment of animals. After revelations that she forced filmmakers to mutilate a spider. Acting legend Ernest Bogdurian claimed Stone, his co-star in 1981 horror film Deadly Blessing, insisted a tarantula have its pincers removed before she would shoot a scene with it. He revealed Sharon wanted the spider's pincers removed. Well, shoot, she probably didn't want to get bit or nothing. Heck. Anywho, PETA's bosses are furious, and they spoke with Sharon Stone and let her know that that was very cruel. You got a heart of stone. Well, hell, her name is Sharon Stone. Shucks, what they expect. So, anywho, poor Hulk Hogan. Many of you know that the Hulk family's just been going through so much after they did their series, The Mother and Father Divorce, and it was alleged that the father, Hulk, was sleeping with his daughter's best friend, who was 18 years old. Then the son got arrested and thrown in jail. Then the mother now is allegedly dating another teenager. I mean, come on, what's going on here, y'all? You can't find nobody your own age that you into? Help us, Jesus. And then this is the really juicy juice that I found was really interesting. It was alleged that Paris Hilton wants to have a baby, you guys, because of the fact that she supposedly was jealous of the fact that Nicole Richie got all this attention in media, and Paris has not been in the media lately. And so she was a little bit upset at the fact that she has not been as big as her friend Nicole, is what the reports are saying. Honey, if I had as much money as you did, girl, I wouldn't be tripping off of no baby right now. I wouldn't be tripping off of getting more attention than somebody else. Gosh, give yourself the attention. Shoot, all that money. But, hey, those are just rumors. Like I said, we don't know. We don't know. But a little parasitic running around here, hey, never know. Can make the world go round a little more, huh? And so here we are. Heidi Fleiss, many of you know the lady Madame. Heidi Fleiss was doing her fizzle, got busted for running a hoe house, and now she has been supposedly charged with a felony of drug possession. Ex-Hollywood madam. And I showed a picture of her, and that picture is not cute. Former Hollywood madam Heidi Fleiss is facing drug felony for drug use and possession charges stemming from a February traffic violation in rural Nevada town where she lives. I've never ran into her. I live here in Nevada. What's up? Anyway, the nine-county district attorney filed a two-count complaint Thursday accusing the 42-year-old Fleiss of unlawful use of Lord, now you know I can't pronounce this stuff. Metamentamines and possession of the painkiller hydrocodone. Hydrocodone? Anyway, that's too deep for me, y'all. I don't mess with none of that stuff. If it ain't Tylenol or ibuprofen, I don't mess with it. Anywho, she was on it without a prescription and doing her fizzle, probably trying to ease the pain from all her past. Heck. Fleiss told Las Vegas Review-Journal that she has a bit of a substance problem, and she intends to seek private treatment for it. Well, prosecutors said it took about 5 months to process Fleiss' blood test results after her arrest on driving under the influence charges, and the prosecutors decided not to pursue. Poor Heidi. Jeez, I tell you, if it ain't one thing, it's ten. Well, you know, we're just doing a brief show tonight because I promised my listeners I'm here every Tuesday and Thursday, unless your girl's on vacation or we got something else going on. But I'm going to end it now. We're going to close, and I just got to say thank you so much for tuning in. I am going to end with a few of my favorite celebrity drops and then one of my absolute most favorite songs. You guys just got to stay tuned to see what it is. All right, well, thank you so much for tuning in for the little bit of celebrity gossip. Y'all keep it locked on a live show on Brown Sugar Radio.
What it is, y'all?
It's your girl, Miss Day County,
in the house tonight with my girl, Brown Sugar, on the hottest show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio. Make sure y'all keep it locked.
What's up, everybody? It's that girl, Siobhan, a.k.a. Siobhani, and you're listening to Brown Sugar Radio. And you got to tune in because they're definitely funny. They're hot. They're doing their thing. I mean, y'all got to give it to them. So that's all about Brown Sugar Radio, baby. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Go. already told y'all, don't bring them in the club. Way she rocked that got the boy in love. And I pray that y'all ain't serious. Seriously, she's on my chest.
Birthday,
so good. Little mama say bye.